let's talk like this. Everybody's familiar. We hear constantly. Hakoras HaToiv is a very central place in Hashkafa, in Yiddishkeit. Hakoras HaToiv. The Mishnah of Rabban, the parasha, Rabban says a beautiful chiddush in the Inyan of Hakoras HaToiv, maybe a little bit of a tifera hasaga in the Zach than we would otherwise have. Usually you understand Hakoras HaToiv as an Inyan of Midas, basically a Midas-centered idea. A person does you, or the Rabban Shalom does good, and it requires, it demands a response from the person in order that he has to be appreciative of what's done for him. You want to call it that common courtesy, you want to call it Pashat Anushias, Pashat Zayamensh, and the Mela, it's a very Yisraelistic, of course it's very fundamental to the Midas and the Anhagas of a person, that he has to recognize and he has to reflect on and to give thanks for that power. Rabban says, of course that's true, but the Rabban, but in terms of the Rabban Shalom, as it relates to the Rabban Shalom, Hakoras HaToiv is a lot deeper than that. It's a much deeper thought. Rabban says like this, Tachlis HaBriya Yishanaki Toivis HaBoyri Yizborach Shemoy Yishakor Me'itoy. Nothing less, Dr. Rabban, than the Tachlis HaBriya. Briya Shemayim V'Oretz and man's place and the avoid of a person within that Briya is for purposes of being makid the toiv. Not that he is toiv, so we react with the Hakoras HaToiv. Again, the Hakoras HaToiv is itself of tremendous significance to the point that the Rabban Yishlam created the world. The Tachlis HaBriya is that there should be people, and there will be people, that will be the recipients of that toiv, will be then makid toiv to the Rabban Yishlam. And he brings a medrash, that the medrash says in the beginning of Bereishis, and Bereishis Rabbah, we're familiar with some other similar medrashim there, maybe not this one. Rashi brings Bishril Bereishis, Bishril Yisrael Shinik Bereishis, Bishril HaKayu Shinik Bereishis. I'm not sure that Rashi brings this chalik of it, but in the Bereishis Rabbah it says, Bishkus Bikudim Shinik Bereishis. That Bereishis, because of Bikudim, Mitzvahs Bikudim, that the Rabban Shalom is also to give Klal Yisrael, the world was created. The Reishis Baruch Elokim, Bishvil Mitzvahs Bikurim, that are called Reishis Bikurim. And we know the Chinuch is Ma'irich very much, the famous Chinuch and the Mitzvahs Bikurim. The Chinuch explains that the whole essence, the whole logic, or calm at least, of the Mitzvahs Bikurim, the Shoyrish of Mitzvahs Bikurim of the Chinuch, is in order to develop in the person, to inculcate and to develop within the person the midah of Hakoras HaToiv. That's why when you bring the first payers, you bring them and you attribute their growth and you're having them to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and not only that, but you launch back into the Hakoras HaToiv goes to such a great length that it's not enough to say the Rabbanu Shel Olam gave me a field and I have payers. You have to go and say Arami Yovedavi Vayer Mitzrayim Vayogosham, and then by Mitzrayim, and the Rabban Shalom took us out of Mitzrayim. By the annual Amakim Azeh, ultimately we went from Mitzrayim and we were Zoicha to come into Eretz Yisrael. And by Yitin Lanu, and the Rabban Shalom gave us in Eretz Yisrael this karka, and the karka provided me with the payers. B'chol, you have to retrace and you have to go back and attribute the Hatava to its real ultimate Shayrish. Shayrish being the Arami Ovedavi, and how with Gari Magalus, and we ended up in Eretz Yisrael, and we have Karka, and we may were now in a position now that the Atahina Evesia is Reishit Li Adomash and Asatu Li Hashem. Now we may look, it's Adomash and Asatu Li Hashem, as evidenced by the fact that he was an Arami Yavidavi, and so on and so forth. That's the degree to which a person is Mechuyiv in Hakoras HaToiv, which is itself a Gevaldika lesson, a Musa Haskel. Hakoras HaToiv is more than just, you know, being courteous and really understanding and being masig the shaydish of the Hatava and recounting it in tremendous detail.
About any time, every time,
This is the aside of Akaras HaTayv in the Torah point to the Chinuch. The aside is Mitzvahs Bikurim. So after a Baron, so if it says in the Torah Bireishis, Bishvil Bikurim Shenikur Reishis, in essence then what we're saying is that the Tachlis Abriya is Bishvil Bikurim, we don't just mean Mitzvahs Bikurim, we bring Tairis to the Beis HaMikdash, because it's Bikurim. We bring Karbonis, we bring a lot of this, a lot of Avodis to the Beis HaMikdash. It means Bishvil the Akaras HaTayv, the lesson of Akaras HaTayv, which is the lesson and the Shoyrish of the Mitzvahs Bikurim. Dr. Baron Azar, what does that mean? What do you mean that the world was created, the Tachlis Abriya is Bichdei to be Makir Toiv to Rabbi Yishlalim? So Rabbi Baron says, as we mentioned before, that of course people understand Akaras HaTayv as being Midah Toiv Amitis and Mufiyevs Mitzad Atzma. Midah Toiv, it's a Hagah Toiv. And he said, which is true. It's Avada true, he said. There's no question that that's all true. But there's a much more fundamental and elevated tachlis in the inyan of Akaras HaTayv. And what he says, I'll paraphrase now, try to understand and explain what he's saying. The way I understand what he's saying, I don't know if I'm being completely faithful to what he says here, but I'll put upon him, this is the way I understand it. We know that Olam Chesed Yibana, the Rabbi Shalom created the world because the Rabbi Shalom is Toiv Yasha Hashem. The Rabbi Shalom has the Midas Atava and Chesed, Yidgil Midas Arachmim, and so on. And as such, the Rabbi Shalom had Kaviyachal, the urge, and it was all of the Machshavta to create a world in order to be Toil Chesed in Bua. Unless a person is market toy, the full measure of chesed, the full measure of atava, really doesn't exist. You can't be considered to be a goyim chesed and to be a native unless the person appreciates and it's mashlim the chisaron of the person. If you goyim chesed, if you make it, the Rabbi Shalom will create a world where the Rabbi Shalom is being made to in Brua, but without a concept, without the parallel chiyuv shibud upon the person to recognize that avodah of the person, to recognize and to attribute that the atav is coming from the Rabbi Shalom. So it's like the Velt says, it's like the tree that falls in the forest. Right? Is that atav? Is that really atav? It says to Zoe, somebody gives you something. You have a spoiled child, the mother. You have a spoiled, the child is spoiled. And he gets. And he's not, he doesn't recognize, he doesn't attribute what's being given to him. He doesn't have an appreciation for it. Generally, what that means is, if some of you are a little bit still on the wrong side of this issue, but in Yetz Hashem, you'll come to know that unfortunately, it's not just the chisadon that the person is not appreciative. Not being appreciative, the Chayv HaSalvava says, and this is I think the best way to explain it, why isn't a person makir toy? Why wouldn't it be a person? Why wouldn't a person be makir toy? So the Chayv HaSalvava says, it's not because the person is oblivious, right? It's not because the person has, because the person has some problem with being makir toy. He recognizes the hatava, but he just has a problem. It's too hard. It's too. He doesn't find it. It doesn't come easy. He says no. So the person is not makatoyv to the extent that he's oblivious to the hatava. That means you'll find, as I started saying before, if a child is not recognizing and not appreciative of what's given to him, he's not any happier having what he has than he would otherwise be. Maybe even worse. Giving somebody something and he's not responding with appreciation is a siman muvik that the person ultimately, you've done him no good. Right? You might think initially, maybe momentarily, is that for a fleeting moment he feels he has something and he feels better about it, but in the larger scheme of things, in the long term, it's just, it's yesh le'monerai, it's a masayin, he'll see what he doesn't have, for a moment he'll focus on what he has, but ultimately that hatovah, what he does have, will just give rise to feelings of kinna and feelings of but what Yenna has more or what I don't have, and so on and so forth. So the Chavis Havavis says, he splits it into three things. Beautiful Chavis Havavis. Chavis Havavis says, what's the pshat that a person is not makir toif? He says, it's b'pnei gimel tain. He says, number one, so the Chavis Havavis, a person is not makir toif because, as we just started saying, he's not focusing on what he has, he's focusing on what he doesn't have. You give somebody something, and all, maybe again for a fleeting moment, he sees what he has. But at some point, the derech of a person, yesh lemonah reitzim esayim, unless he works on it, and it's an avoida, and he comes and he teaches himself to appreciate and to focus upon what he's being bestowed upon him, or what's being bestowed upon him, unless he really works at that, then inevitably he'll ultimately, I have this, but what about what I don't have? He says, how could a person be makir toif? You're not going to be makir toif if you're consumed by what you don't have or by what Yenna has and you don't have. That's number one. Number two, I'm probably not doing this justice because you need to really spend more time on understanding each one of these things. But I just want to say over the ideas here to get the point across. The second thing Dr. Chavis Havavis is that a person has, there's always, this is a very big chiddush, but he says a person, at least as it relates to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Hakaras HaTov towards the Rabbeinu Shalom, says a person thinks that, you know, like people say, there's suffering in the world. Of course there is, not to minimize that, it certainly is, but a person has, part of him says, and he thinks to himself, you know, the Rabbeinu Shalom is okay, but if I would be the Rabbeinu Shalom, I could teach him a thing or two. That's not what he said. This is not the way it should be. It's part of a person, but because he doesn't understand Tzadik V'Ra'ala and Rosh HaTovloi, so Mele Trach Tzizich, like, okay, you know, ganz fine, you know, Ob L'Maisa, this, you know, we could fine-tune this a little bit, this could tinker with, and Mele, it's well, Ken Zion, it could have certainly have done a better job, right, and MMA. So again, so a person again is focusing not on the Atava, but rather on that which is could be better. Now, what needs more ticket. Third thing, Dr. Chavis Havavis gives a mashal. If you find somebody finds a child orphaned or whatever the case is in the street, a newborn, and they adopt the child, they take it home, and they raise the child. So of course the child should have tremendous hakaras hatoiv to the parents, maybe even more so than a child that's born to parents. If somebody does a toivah to somebody else, an older person, an adult, he needs a toivah, he needs money, you loan him money, you help him out. So also he's mechuyav even hakaras hatoiv. So the Chavis Havavis, who's going to have more hakaras hatoiv? Just in terms of nature, teva bnei adam, who's going to feel more hakaras hatoiv? Is the person that you loan money to. You loan money to a person who is an adult, he feels much more hakaras hatoiv than the child who was but a mere infant and had no life ahead of them. And you rescued the child and you gave them a life, a complete life, from aleph to tav, doesn't feel the same hakaras hatoiv. Why is that? So the Chavis Havavis, the reason why is because the child grew up with it. The child knew no other life except the life of the hatov. There was no point in which the child was missing anything. The person who needed $1,000 or $10,000 because he was in bad shape, he was in a bad spot, and you came through and you gave it to him, so he felt that seder. There was a point in his life when he was in Yitzhak, and you were reminded of that chisodon, that awakens in a person, that's more a person's hakaras hatoiv. A child, on the other hand, as evidenced by the mashal over here, of Av Shemakir Benayel Seifa, essentially what this mashal is all about, a child on the other hand could be riding, he's murkin, I'll say that he loves it, that's his spot. That's his natural, that's in the natural order of things, that's where I belong. He doesn't see himself as belonging anywhere else or existing any other way than murkav al-kseif v'shalav. And in Mela, he shayach to say, and he comes to a point that he's even able to say, Re'isam abashal. He doesn't even realize that he's sitting on his father's shoulders. That's the way I am. I'm very big. Right? Most of that is because he's on his father's shoulders, but never having not been on his father's shoulders, that's not artificial. That's my natural state. I'm in my natural environment. There's nothing unusual, there's nothing unique about being on Sefer Shalom. That's the pshat. A person is nimshel to a child from the time that he's a small child. Of course, the Rabbanu Shalom is made to him. You could take it for granted. It's just in the natural order of things. There's a Rabbanu Shalom that provides. And if you grow up with it, so you become inured to it. And the Mela, as you get older, there's that much more atava and so on. And as you become more capable of recognizing that atava, but you become at the same time parallel to that much more immune, that much more used to it, and it's just you're growing up with it. You don't notice it because it's just part of what you are and what you do. What you do is you live, you function, your needs are provided for. Same way a child grows up, his parents provide. So too, he's certainly going to be even more oblivious of the natural order of things that the Rabbi Shalom is Pesach is Yadech and Mazbi al Chol Chayim. As I said, the Chayim is Havar. Mainly what we see from this is, well, one shouldn't think, certainly, that the reason why a person is not Makir Toiv, one might think, like I said, because okay, it's hard to bring yourself to attribute to this person, or to the Rabbi Nishal Olam, to put yourself in that subservient position, and so on. So Chavis, that's not the Ikka thing. The Ikka thing is that Tzara Shav of all three timing that we just said, it's not that it's difficult to be Makir Toiv, because it's difficult to bring yourself to be Makir Toiv. It's difficult to be Makir Toiv because it's difficult to be Makir in the Toiv. Because it's harsh, it's difficult to be Makir in the Toiv. Unless a person actually is able to focus and makes a point, and it becomes an avoida, it becomes something that he places an emphasis upon, and stops to think and to recognize what people and the Rabbanu Shalom is doing for him, then he won't perceive it even as being an avoida. And when not recognizing it as an atava, it memela becomes something that's maybe even worse than not being an atava. It's, what don't I have? I could do a better job. All the issues over here, you don't recognize, you fail to recognize the atava, memela, it's chasid akaris atava in the first. Memela, sir, Baron is saying like this. Dr. Baron, a person that's not being a makir toiv because he fails to recognize the atava in the bria, in essence, fails not in Hilchus Midas, or only in Hilchus Midas, which would be the equivalent of saying that a person is not Makir Toiv because he's not a Bal Midas. He can't bring himself to be subservient and to take notice and to so on, of that person. No, a person not being Makir Toiv is essentially, more fundamentally, it's a chisaron in his deis. It's a chisaron in his focus. It's a chisaron in his being aware, in his recognition. The Torah says, even on Rishon, it says, the Rishon says, Parag, I let remain alive. In order that he should recognize the Yad Hashem, should be recognized, like it says over and over in these passions, the Yadu Mitzrayim Ki Ani Hashem. That's the Tachlis Abriya. They're going to die, but they're going to die having been zoicha. The Rabbanu Shalom is bringing them to a point that Babu zoicha maraticha Babu aroischa is koichi, and it should come about an awareness, like it says in Devarim, Yodata Yoim Vashevoisa Elvavecha Ki Hashem Hu Elohim Einoi Muvav. That it should be an awareness, like it will be lost in Lavoi, that Umala Deos Hashem, Deo Hashem, that it will be a point, that it will come a point that there'll be an awareness and a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's centrality in the Bria. That's the point of it. You have to be a Makir Toiv, because if you're not a Makir Toiv, that means you're oblivious to the Rabbanu Shalom. Not because that you're not being nice by not being Makir Toiv. The Rabbeinu Shalom in the Teva orders everything in a way that a person is constantly the recipient of his hatava. Not being a maketov is a simon, usually, that the person is unaware of the Rabbeinu Shalom's place in the Briya. And the Mela, if he's unaware, he's oblivious of that, that the Tachlis HaBriya is on the mind. The whole Tachlis HaBriya is that Rabbeinu Shalom wants to be mated in Briya. Olam Chesed Yibana. If a person is oblivious of the Rabbeinu Shalom's role in the Briya, so two things, he's oblivious of the Chesed, he doesn't recognize, not aware of the Chesed, not he doesn't go ahead and thank the Rabbeinu Shalom. He's unaware of the Chesed. His two things come out. Shnayim Sheinachas. But two things are, one thing is that he's undermining the Tachlis HaBriya. It's not HaTov, so it's not HaTov. If you're focusing on what you don't have, and if you think you could do a better job and so on, it says you're miserable. A person who's not market toiv, you see, the happiest people are the people that are market toiv, that focus on a sameach b'chelkoin, they know what they have, and they're thankful for what they have. The people that are not thankful for what they have are not an usher, but they're miserable people. They're not an ezel usher sameach b'chelkoin. Or you say it another way, ezel sameach usher b'chelkoin. A person that is a sameach, when he recognizes, when he's aware of what he has, when he's not aware of what he has, that's not a problem, first of all. And it's also, certainly, it doesn't create that relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom, which is that relationship of an Eved, whose needs are totally, he's reliant on the Rabbeinu Shalom, and his needs, like we say, Ayoim harasolim in kivonim, in kavodim, in kavodim, is einenu l'chot tuluyo isat shetchanem. In kavodim, it says, What's the essence of an Eved? An essence of an Eved is Einenu L'chot Tluya. So if we perceive ourselves, we recognize that everything is coming from the Rabbeinu Shalom, that's Me'orer in us, the feeling that we're Avodim of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That is the Yesod, Dr. Baron, of the Briya, because it's the Yesod of the Chesed, which is the purpose of the Briya. And that Chesed ultimately is what brings the person Lidei, this awareness, the recognition, that he's not here oblivious of the Rabbeinu Shalom, that he's in the world to be an Eved Hashem, and it's Einenu L'chot Tluya. That the purpose of his being over here, being that he's being provided, he has no Kaychi V'Aitzim Yod. Without the Rabbeinu Shalom, he has nothing. That, incrementally, that awareness, as it creeps and as it dawns upon a person, as you get older, as you see that there's very little that you're able to control. Sakol B'Yad Hashem. And the more and more a person, the more he focuses and becomes aware and recognizes this, the more it enables him to see himself in his yachas with the Rabbeinu Shalom, which is an aim, a name of the Chatzuyas, the Avodim of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and the Mela that's Mechayev us to do Paramah. Now primarily, taking this a step further, primarily, when we talk about Karas HaTayv to the Rabbeinu Shalom, in terms of our daily mitzvahs and avodah, we're talking about tefillah. That's what we're talking about. Talking about tefillah. The essence of tefillah, Rashi says in Parshas Bereishis, the yisoid of tefillah is hakaras hatayim. Rashi, the pasuk says, ki lo himte. It says that the Rabbeinu Shalom lo himte. Nothing was growing. Why not? Until Adam was created, although everything was there, but nothing grew. Why? Because Lahimte Hashem Elokim Al Ha'aretz. Because Rabbeinu Shalom didn't yet bring rain until Adam came. Why not? V'odam ayin lavoy desu adam. So Rashi explains, Chazal say, what does it mean v'odam ayin? Ma tam loy himtir Hashem elokim ala odet. Why was it that the Rabbeinu Shalom didn't yet bring the rain? Because l'fi she'odam ayin lavoy desu adam ve'ein maki v'toivosin shol gesham. Odam ayin lavoy desu adam doesn't mean you didn't have farmers. It means odam ayin lavoy desu adam, you didn't have an odam that's going to be makir in the atava of the Geshamim that will enable him to be over the Adam. Ukshepa Adam, v'yada sheim soydech l'oilam. Once man came, recognized that is a tzoyrich of mutter in the veld, his fallow alayim v'yadu v'tzomkoi lonis v'abishon. Remela, he was misfallow. Once he was makir the tevasan, that led him immediately to a tefillah. Adam Arishon was misfallow, he lay him to, until Adam Arishon came around, saw that he was a tzoyrich, was misfallow, and remela the Rabban Shom put it shom. You don't have that much time, so I'll be makatze. But what happens on your day tefillah? What happens on your day tefillah is that tefillah, as we explained before, which is in essence the hakaras hatoy. If anybody wants to see barichas, the mabit and sefer beis alakim, is mayruch ma'oid, and explains that tefillah, the essence of tefillah is to be makibatai. People think tefillah is you ask, you beg, you plead, and so on, and the Baruch Hashem gives. No. Tefillah is just attributing, it's an attribution, and a recognition, a realization where that tova comes from. That's what it is. That produces, memela de shefa, that produces, that's mashpia in the veld, that the Baruch Hashem is native in Beruav al yidei that akara. How does that happen? What happens? What we said before. What is the Akaras HaTayiv? Akaras HaTayiv is draws a person. It creates a yachas. Person recognizes in Eved Hashem. His makir b'tayiv means he sees himself as dependent upon his adon. Einenu luchot luyas. That perception of the person that creates kaviyachol in the Rabbeinu Shlalom an equal iskarvus, the same way he's being makarv himself and he's being mizdabik to the Rabbeinu Shlalom al yidei this awareness that he's an Eved Hashem, in Ramela that produces Kaviyachal in the Rabbeinu Shalom, that triggers a Hiskarvus and a Dveikus that the Rabbeinu Shalom is Memela Mashpia, he's Mashre Hishchina in Klal Yisrael, which is the essence, of course, of bringing Kabbonis, Beis HaMikdash, like it says, after they built the whole Beis HaMikdash, minus Yimei Amiluim, so it says over there on the eighth day, it says that Vayera Aleichem Kvoid Hashem, says that they brought the karbonis, they were mechanech, they avoided the Beis HaMikdash, v'yeir alech kvayd Hashem, who was mashpia, the hashoras hashchina, that means there was a hiskarvus of Klal Yisrael. I know it sounds like we're saying deeper things, but it's really very simple. I mean, we don't necessarily need to understand in this full measure of the tifkat, but this is mikram ala betayda. This is not something which is a person, al yidei is avoida, which today is primarily the avoda she believed the tefillah of a person. Al yidei the avoda means he's making a creating a putting himself subjugating himself to the Rabbeinu Shalom, that he's recognizing that he's enenu d'luchot luyos, he's being makin the Rabbeinu Shalom. That creates in the Rabbeinu Shalom the taiva kaviyochol to be niskarev and to be mizdabik in beruah and his mashu shchina. That ashras hashchina produces the hashkocha and the shefa and the bracha that we're the recipients of. Not the pshat, you ask, and the mail the Rabbeinu Shalom, oh, you ask, now I'll give you. The asking creates a yachas. It creates, it elevates Klal Yisrael to a point that they're niskadif the Rabbeinu Shalom. Now being in the realm of the Rabbeinu Shalom, having now the benefit of the Shechina being shown in Klal Yisrael, is memela the Rabbeinu Shalom is amongst us. His being amongst us, kaviyachol, is automatically provides for our needs, gives us. We're now in the aura, in the Dalai Lama's of the Rabbeinu Shalom. We're now the recipients, we've been the scarab now to the Rabbeinu Shalom in a way that the Rabbeinu Shalom is now his hashkocha and his hashoras hashchina will provide for us memela. This is what we find on Sukkot. It says that the Sukkot, according to one Tana, was the Anani HaKavod. At the same time, those Anani HaKavod, which is the presence of the Shechina in Klal Yisrael, what were they? What was it? It was a Sukkot. It kept the sun. It was Mashgia. And it was that Ashras HaShechina, like you said, Ufrois Aleinu Sukkah HaShlemecha. Ufrois Aleinu Sukkah HaShlemecha. Apoidei Sukkah HaShalom Aleinu Al Kol Amo Yisrael. That was Anani HaKavod, that Ashras HaShechina. Anani HaKavod was the precursor of the Anan, of the Oil Mayid. It's the same Ashras HaShechina that came down in Har Sinai and was ultimately stayed with Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash. That Ashuras HaShchina, when Klal Yisrael is zoichet to that Ashuras HaShchina, the Dod Anani HaKovit, that Memela provides a Shemira. Having the Rabbi Shalom in our midst is Memela the greatest Shemira and the greatest Hashkocha that Klal Yisrael can possibly have. This is the Pasuk, he's a Psukim in the Torah, and it says in the Torah, Kimigoy Gadol in Pashas Beshanan in Perek Vav, it says Kimigoy Gadol Asher Lo Yelikim Krovim Eilav. Who is the great nation that has Elikim Krovim Eilav Kashem Elikeinu when Chol Kareinu Eilav? When are we Krovim? When are we actually Krovim Eilav? When is the Rabban Shem Karev to us? B'chol Kareinu Eilav. Simply, you learn the Pasuk. He says, he answers our tefillahs. It doesn't say he just answers your tefillahs. It says, Migoy Gadol Asher Lo Yelikim Krovim Eilav. That the Rabban Shem is near us. The Rabban Shem is in our midst. How does that happen? How does that happen? That requires our avodah. That has to come first through the Akharas HaTayv, through the being Makir HaTayv, which is the tefillah of a person that he wants to be miskarev, the avodah she believes that he's makarev himself. He recognizes the centrality of the Rabban Shalom and his Achat Chaneinu. And his Einenu Luchat Luyos. The Einenu Luchat Luyos draws the Rabban Shalom close. The Chol Kareinu Eilav, at that point, it's Migoy Gadol Asher Lo Yelikim Krovim. We say in Asher, Karev Hashem Luchol Kareinu, Luchol Asher Yikra'u Ubemes. The Rabban Shalom is close. What does it mean, Zaniyah? But it's more than just a melitza, an expression that we're using, kurva over there. Kurva is because the oifen of the kurva, of a person drawing close to Rabban Shalom, developing a yachas, and an appreciation for the Rabban Shalom, that itself, that appreciation and that tefillah, that avodah she believes, creates is mashpia, that the Shechina should be mashpia amongst us, and memela, it's memela, our ritzonus. All our tzoynis have a meeting. Let's go back now to Parshat Shalom. It says like this: Klal Yisrael said, "Ashiyesh Hashem bekirbeinu imay." So we asked, "What did they say? Well, what's the nesoyim? What are the two choices of?" What are they? What's the challenge? Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imay. The word is azoy. Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imay. What's the answer to that? Obviously, everybody would say Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, right? Naturally, everybody would say, is it Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu? How would you answer that question? Yesh, right? The answer is no. It's not so clear. It's not so partial. It depends. I say Jewish questions, right? It depends. It depends on us. Karev Hashem l'chol karev. Is it b'kirbeinu? It depends. What is Klal Yisrael doing? Is Klal Yisrael being karev to Rabban Shalom? Ki migoy gadol asher lo yelikim karev imeilav. It's karev imeilav. It is b'kirbeinu. When? B'chol kareinu imeilav. It's karev im when Klal Yisrael is oisik. And there's Ovid with the Avodah Shebelev that the Makir B'Tevosah Yisparach, they recognize, they see the Rabban Shalom in the Bria. At that point the Rabban Shalom responds and he comes B'Kirbeinu. And we become the recipients, we benefit from his Hashroah, from the Hashroah Sashchina, from the Shefa of the Bracha that comes Al-Yidei his Hashkoch. That's when it is B'Chol Kareinu Eil. In the Mele, what happened over here was like this. What happened over here, again, the kitzur, what happened over here in the Pasuk, very simply, is as follows. So it's Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, and it's Ayin. It depends on Klal Yisrael. There's no mitzias. There's no natural order of things. Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu. Is he with us? Are you for us or against us? A person was put over here. He has bechira, and he has the ability to draw closer to Rabban Shlomo, and to be able to be mashur the Rabban Shalom Shechina, to bring it b'kirbeinu, karev Hashem, but l'chol karev. Is b'meilu, what happened over here in the parish is like this. The Yalkut says, in Yalkut it says, just a little bit background to what Rashi says here. Kach kishayotzu, it says the marshal of the Benoi al-Kseifa. Mamish the marshal. Kach. Kishayotzu yisom mi Mitzrayim, ekifam HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'zayin anane Yaakov. Baruch Shalom gave us anane Yaakov. Fine. B'ni b'chayri Yisrael, al yidei the obvious, we were zoiche, we went out of Mitzrayim, we were zoiche to the anane Yaakov. Shenema yisoy v'veinu yivoy nehu. Bikshu mon, nosan lehem. The Yalkut says, bikshu mon. We asked for mon. We got mon. What happened was over here, Rashi says, Tamid ani b'neichem uzum l'chol tzarcheichem. So we hear, what do you mean Tamid ani b'neichem? It wasn't Tamid, they were thirsty. As Tamid ani b'neichem uzum l'chol tzarcheichem means going back. Tamid ani b'neichem, we took you out of Mitzrayim, gave you the Anani HaKavim. You asked for man, you got man. You asked for a be'er, you got a be'er. And so on. You ask Hashem Yilochim Lochem Atem Tadeu by Yitzaku, they were misspelled by Kriyas Yamsuf, they got a Kriyas Yamsuf. Banshin says Atem Tachrishon, Meiz Tam Shehu. Of Al Koponim, the Anhoga is that Klal Yisrael asks, they wanted to be Ayesh Hashem Bekirbenu, there's a way of bringing it about. It's not, there's Anani Yaakov is finished. Anani Yaakov is the beginning. You went out of Mitzrayim, you got Anani Yaakov, but you wanted Mon, you have to ask for Mon. You have to be misspelled for Mon. Why? Because you need to trigger Klal Yisrael needs to be Makarim to Rabbanim to be Niskarim to Al Yidei their Kurva to Rabbanim through being Makir B'Toyva, which is the Big Shuman that is Mashpia upon them, the Hashroh, the Anani, that creates the Anani HaKov. The Anani HaKov are not there by default. You want to have the Anani HaKov is again there. That's not the way it works. Big Shuman, so you got Mon. But then it came a time they asked and they got and they asked and they got. And they became complacent as a child. And he starts thinking, that's the natural order of things. He's Anani Yaakov. Tamid Ani Beinaychem, Kirban Shalom says. Tamid Ani Beinaychem is doch the Anani Yaakov. That's the Nimsh. Tamid Ani Beinaychem, just by default, that's it. That's just the way naturally, that's just the way things are. You need to be makir b'toivosan of the Anani HaKov. You need to be makir in the toiv of having the Rabban Shalom in your midst. And the Meila, Al Yidei, being mevakin, shul your tzrochim and everything you need. And then it will take, you'll have the Anani HaKov, then you'll have the Hashpa. So it came a time, Klal Yisrael says, Ein mayim l'shtoy sal, they didn't have water. So it's the Vayelinu. They were mislined. And the Moshe didn't help them out. So then it said, it got worse. And then there was Masa Meriva. Then they were mislined even more. Until it came to a point that they said, Ayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu an ayin. What does this mean? That means they're asking them a man of Shachkash. Ayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu an ayin. You hear the words, what the words are saying. Ayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu. Is he amongst us or isn't he amongst us? Make up your mind. Have you all? Make up your mind. Are you with us? Are you against us? Meaning, the Anani HaKov, right? So you're giving us, you're not giving us. But decide. Take us into the midbars, Anani HaKov, and then we get thirsty, and then it gets worse. And so we ask, so what do you mean, Tamir Ani Beneichem, Zum Luchot Tzarcheichem? I ask Hashem, my father. So it's not Tamir Ani Beneichem. Where is the Tamir Ani Beneichem? Where is the Zum Luchot Tzarcheichem? That's it. But it had to be produced through a tefillah, through a hakara in the title. It has to be a big shuman. It's coming on even echem umizum lechol tzarcheichem. Klal Yisrael gufa is being misloine and is being menasa the Rabban Shalom in that very thing. Klal Yisrael is saying, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, are you with us? Are you amongst us? Is your shechina b'kirbeinu, or is it not b'kirbeinu? If it's b'kirbeinu, so give shah. If it's not b'kirbeinu, so it's not b'kirbeinu, so don't give. What we have to ask every time, weiter. If we get a little thirsty, so weiter we have to ask. Zot Rabban Shalom, Zot Rashi, Zot Chazal, Zot Chazal, Moshul, Lubinoi, Shemurkev, Al Kseifer, Shalotin. That means that the Rabban Shalom, the Nim Shalom, that is, that the Rabban Shalom, we're on the Rabban Shalom shoulders. The Rabban Shalom is Bekirbeinu, or at least potentially, and certainly we went out of Mitzrayim a child, the father is bekirbay of the child. But that's not to say that that's it. Ad pound, finish. You mezumim l'chal tzarach. It's bekirbeinu mezumim l'chal tzarachayich. It's mezumim. But what do you need? You need the writing. He sees something he wants. What does the child say? Tul chayif etzeh. He says, I want this. That's the feeling. Tul chayif etzeh, the child says each time, b'chein b'pam shniya, b'chein shlishes. You daven three times a day. Zok the mabit, why do you daven over and over? Genuksha, right? Get the hint, right? Parents is that you're being maki in the toiva. It's not hints. You're not begging and getting. It's an avoidant. That's like your Baran says, that is the ikir. The tachlis ha'adam is to be maki in the Rabban Shalom's atava. That creates the kurva, which memela creates the hashpah the Rabban Shalom gives us. That's not a shaka v'taya. They ask, and you get. Not derech shayla tshuva. That's the avoid of the person. Avoid of the person is b'shvil bikudim shenikra reish, is that al yedei is hakoris atoy. He creates a keilu haviyochel. He places a rabbeinu shalom on a pedestal, and he says he's machni. He subjugates himself to rabbeinu shalom. That everything I have comes from the rabbeinu shalom. Binachan eved and a male rabbeinu shalom. You're an eved. You're an eved. There's a male and anu lachatuluya. It's the rabbeinu shalom. Then is mashbia. The chol kareinu elu of the rabbeinu shalom becomes a kirbeinu. So the shaila hayesh Hashem the kirbeinu and ayin. The answer is the kirbeinu. Like he says, kroivim Hashem alakim kroivim elu. But it's only b'chol kareinu elu. It's tul chayf itzeh. Tul chayf itzeh v'chein pam shniyeh v'chein pam shniyeh is with the whole arichus advanim zakash. Second time, the third time, it's pashit, you can almost like, you know, it's becoming like to a point, it's kemat v'shman esrei. No, it's hard to be mechaven. Same thing over and over. The Mele of the Rabban Shalom says, Chayeichem, Shakelev bo v'noyshech eschem, v'titzakun eilai, v'teidun heichon ani. That's the point. Rabban Shalom says, I'll put you down. Father, so riding on the shoulders is not hatava. That why does it need two things? That's not the hatava, but that's the state that Klal Yisrael is in when they're the beneficiaries, when they're in tachas anane hakavod. They have the hashkach of the Rabban Shalom. They're being more kabbalah savior. They have everything, but having everything, like it says in the Yalkut, is not necessarily a bracha. Because they got everything. Because they were vote Malayim Kultub, you go into Eretz Yisrael and you have everything. In the Mele it says, it comes a point that it becomes such a given, you take it so for granted that you stop being Makir Toiv. You can't continue being Makir Toiv because it's such a given. And when you get thirsty, you'll say, where is it already? Who is it? I have to be in Spalaces again. Is a male Dr. Rabban Shalom, yeah. If not, put you down. You won't be any more tachas danani akavid. And a male, the kelev will come and bite you. V'titzakun eilai, v'teidun heichonani. Then you'll be mispalel because it will well up within you the urge to be mispalel. Then you recognize that you need to be mispalel. When you're in a matzah where you have everything, you don't realize that you need to be mispalel. Because you think of the tefillah as basically just a way of getting it. Well, I'm getting it anyway, why should I be mispalel? But that's not the point of the tefillah. The point of the tefillah is tul chayif etzeh. That there's a hakoros hatoiv, there's an avoida sa'odam, the ikich haivos shalom, the imaki b'toiv yizbora. And in Mele he does that constantly, and it comes to a point when he naturally gets lax in that. When Rabban Shalom says, I'll put you down, then you'll already be mispalo mikoyach the need the tzayda the teidun hechonani, and then you'll remember where I am, who I am. The kelev is amolek. Dafka amolek is amolek, like it says in the pasuk ashakarcha baderech, is the loshen mikra that amolek is kaife in the hatava, in the hashgacha of the Rabban Shalom in the belt. Amalek is ikke kvira. We don't have time, obviously, to go into this. you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis, you'll see in the beginning of Perek Aleph in Hilchos Tainis and in other places that the idea, the hepech of tefillah is a tainis and tefillah. And when a Yukaveya Tain says, Baruch Hashem being Saris and Klal Yisrael, and Yukaveya Tainis and tefillah, in order to recognize that things are not derech mikvah, that things are happening because of Ashkochasa Yisbara. And in order to come to appreciate that, a person needs to be misspelled to be Maki B'Tayba. When Klal Yisrael fell to a level and they were not able anymore to be Maki, the Baruch Hashem put you down, Amalek will come. Amalek Ashekarcha Badera, the Mikra. Will come Badera. You'll see that it's just things that you think things happen. Ayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Imayin, you think that things just happen. You don't need to be Maki B'Tayba. You'll be on the wrong end of Amalek. Ashekarcha Badera, Vezana V'Chokalan Achsholim Achadef. And Memeila, the Titzakun Eli, through that, and you see Takaba Yobai Amalek, Klal Yisrael's response, Moshe went up to the top of the mountain, and the Ike is Gabrus on Amalek, the Chiyodav Shal Moshe Oisis Mokham, Shoivis Mokham, Elo Bizman, Shay Yisrael, Mishab Nasliban, Mistachim Kapi Mailu, Mishab Nasliban, that Moshe was being Mispala with Aaron Bukhur, and Klal Yisrael was Mistachim Kapi Mailu. So then it says they were Mizgabo of Amalek, because then it was Pagan Heikhonandi. The point of the Mokham was that they had to come to a recognition, back to the realization that v'teidun heifanani. This is something that is something that we need to work on. A father and a mother over here is a mashal. In Rashi, you see in the Yalkut, is being used as a mashal, as it is in Chinuch. The Chinuch says the mitzvah kibud av v'aim. Chinuch says the whole mitzvah, the shayush of the mitzvah kibud av v'aim, is in order to train, so to speak, a person, in order that a person should become used to the idea of being makisai. If he's able to do it to the shnei shutvim of the imoy, then ultimately me'en the me'en, that brings him, like the Gemara says, hukish kvaidam kvaidish shamaklam, hukish mayram lemayram shamaklam, and so on. Kabir says vikav esimecha, kabir says shemei haimcha. The whole exercise of kibud av v'aim, of course, there are elements of it that are like esav was also the elements of Nimusius and Berad Machaveda in it. But the Shaydish of a Yitz Tzivu in Kibbut Ava'im is of the Chinuch in the Benom Lamokim of Kibbut Ava'im. Kibbut Ava'im is the bridge between the five Dibris Yishoinis and the Dibris Shnias. That bridge, that Ma'var between the Benom Lachaveda and the Benom Lamokim is that Al Yidei Dakar Satayv that you have Benom Lamokim to your parents is the Mela brings a person to an awareness to Akkadus HaTov in the Rabban Shalom. So the mashal on that is Kibbut Av V'aim. Unfortunately, today I think we probably have trouble with that mashal. He said over that mashal that his father told Chayfetzah, and he put him down, and the Caliph came and bit him. I mean, they take away the father, put him diapers in the of youth and family services, right? He's child endangerment. I mean, what kind of business is this? Right? But we have difficulty with the mashal. But the mashal is supposed to make us understand the nimshal over here, the relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom, and it gets lost upon us. I mean, the whole inyan of Akaras HaTayim, that a person, that a child, that us as children, to be able to absorb the message here. Of course, the ultimate message is Akaras HaTayim, the centrality of Akaras HaTayim to the Rabbeinu Shalom and Tzvila. Heidun Heichon Ani, but Bichdei, to be Magia to that point, it's necessary, as we see here in Rashi, that we need to have, we start with the other, the Imad. And a person understands, in terms of the Chavis Havav, as we mentioned before, that it's not Mukhach that you could do a better job than your parents. It's not Mukhach. And we're all convinced at some point in our lives that they have it all wrong. Like the Chavis Havav says regarding the Rabbeinu Shalom, you'll have your turn in the Yetzer Hara. And it's not as simple as it looks. Not that simple. So, and at the same time, you grow up with your parents, and it's a constant, and it's something that sometimes it's not appreciated until they're not there. And Manul Islam. And that's also a person to focus on what he has what the parents do for him, and the effort that the parents put in to getting it right, even though sometimes they maybe don't. And the fact, like the Chavis Havavah says, the third thing, that the parents are there from the time way before you had any thoughts about doing a better job than your parents, they were taking care of you. And the mele for that, you're also mechuyev and akar satoyev. And absent that involvement and effort that they put into you from the time that you were a day old, you would much sooner recognize and realize recognize the debt, the akar satoyev, that you're mechuyev to them. But it's such a murkiv al ksev shalavim, it's so natural, it's so normal to be that way, that's pashut, that's pshita maikamashmala. And the mele, everything else is subject, everything else is cause for concern, and for a person's not being maketoy. That is something which is, can't be stressed enough. A person has to be maketoy, and al yidei da'akar satoiv, the murk of aksef shalaviv, is kemen tsukumen, will come and will be zoiche to teven heichanam.